my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul waiteth thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah, let us pray. Father, we thank you for the reading of thy precious word. God, I thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. God, I thank you, Father, for God, that we've heard, that we felt here tonight. God, we thank you for the song that was just sung. God, we can't even walk without you holding our hands. God is in thee, and the only that we can trust today to be able to make it through this world down here, to make it through the trials, to make it through the storm, to make it through the valleys, to make it through the rough times. God, it's through your power, through your mercy, and through your grace. God, I pray for just a little while, allow us to be able to preach the word of God. Amen. With your anointing power to touch upon hearts and lives, and God, to be able to say that, Lord, that the Holy Spirit can direct to the heart that may be here tonight that need it the most, have that comfort, that strength, that help. Father, we pray. God, we thank you, praise you, love you for what you've done and what you're about to do. We pray in thy name. Amen and amen. We look at this psalm here and we see in verse 8 what I want to deal with. It says, trust in him at all times. Now I want to preach upon that thought tonight. Amen. Trust in God when times are tough. Trust in God when times are tough. Boy, I tell you what, I'm reminded, Brother Ed, of a song. Hey, man, Sister Hope used to sing some, and hey, man, the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. Thank God it's easy to trust God when you're on the mountaintop. It's easy to trust God when it seems like the sun's are shining, everything going good. Honey, when we get in the valleys, thank God when the times get tough, when it is those moments of weakness, when it is those storms, when it is those valleys, when it is those times, hey man, that we have to say goodbye to a loved one by way of death, or maybe when the doctor, hey man, says something about us, or maybe our loved ones that we just don't want to hear. It is those times, Brother Ed. Hey man, the trust in God. Hey man, it's tough. I made this statement maybe yesterday talking to Brother David. Hey man, it's easy sometimes to trust God for somebody else. But when it gets tough, and when you got to trust him for yourself, and when it comes on your shoes, honey, I prayed with folks. Amen. God called us what God can do for you, Brother Ed. Do for you, Brother Dylan. Amen. Many more. But when it comes home, when I'm wearing those shoes, amen, when it comes to my time, amen, it's a different story. But I'm glad it is in those times we can still trust God. It's in those times, amen, that God is right there with us. Every step of the way. Thank God we see that in this passage of Scripture here today. Amen. It is in one of those times that this psalm is written by David. It is a time in this passage when King David is facing one of those moments in his life. This was a psalm that was written by Sedeuthon, the chief musician. Amen. A lot of Bible scholars believe it was written when David was fleeing for his life from his son who was trying to overthrow him. Take the kingdom and even take his life. We find the scripture in 2 Samuel 15, verse number 30. And David went up by the sin of Mount Olive and wept as he went up and had his head covered. And he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head. And they went up weeping as he went. And he was fleeing from it for his life, from his son had just overthrown the kingdom. Here the king went out barefooted. Amen, folks. One individual throwing rocks at him. Amen, the king, the one that ruled the kingdom. Amen, was fleeing in shame. But I'm glad, thank God, we see in this patch of scripture. He was in that tough time that this psalm was written. He was in this tough time that David began to show and proclaim his trust in a holy and powerful God. Bible 10 and verse, chapter 62, verse 1, it said this, truly, that word truly, if you look at your headline, you'll see only, my soul waiteth upon God. Amen, for him cometh my salvation. Amen, in the midst of a time when he was fleeing from his life, in the midst of a time when things were rough, when in the midst of the time it was easy to quit, it was easy to question God. Chapter 80, I'm glad David said, amen, truly, only my soul waiteth upon God. I'm glad it was. Thank God that moment, Brother Randy, amen, when everybody else would have been calling to quit, even in that moment when everybody else would have said, what's going on, Lord? But it was in that moment that David looked to the Lord and said, Lord, you're the one I trust. David had just sent the ark back to Jerusalem. Amen. And he had learned also that Ahithophel, one of his most trusted leaders, had followed Absalom, turned away from him, turned against him. And we see David had every reason to be down. We find in Psalm, he's a different picture here. Now, I want you to look here. Hey, man, I'm reminded of something I read. A little poem that says this. Trust him when dark doubts assail thee. Trust him when thy strength is small. Trust him, amen, when to trust him simply seems the hardest of all. And this was the time that David was trusting God. It is in those times of our life when it seems like trusting God the hardest thing we can do. It is in those times, Brother Randy, we've got to trust him. Amen, when it seems like this old body is falling apart. It seems like we can't walk. Amen, it seems like we just can't operate like we used to. It is in those times. We may not understand it, Brother Ed, but we still can trust God and know that God's in control. This church knows all too well, even many of you in this congregation tonight knows what I'm talking about. Sister Nadine and her family's went through it and still going through it. Amen, sister. Amen, Kristen. Brother and sister. Amen, Sue. Going through it with Miss Alyssa, just being diagnosed with cancer, 18 years old. Amen, we just don't understand sometimes. But I'm glad it is in those times how we can still trust God. It's in those times. Brother Ed, we can see the hand of God moving. Even though, amen, the devil's saying, look here, we're then trusting God's got you. I'm glad, thank God, it is the hand of God. Amen, it's on the scene. And began to move in the midst of that storm in a way that began to boggle our mind. I began to look up and say, I just don't understand, but wow, Lord, you're God. Woo, hallelujah. You say, preacher, amen, I want you to look here. Amen, first of all, I want you to notice, amen, here in this passage of Scripture, the value, amen, of trusting God. Amen, first of all, we see David's lifeline. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Look, in verse number 5. Verse number 5 says this. Said, my soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from him. And that word expectation, amen, is used 5 times. Amen, as a chord. What David simply was saying, amen, the very thing that I'm hanging on to you is you, Lord. What I'm clinging to, what I'm hanging on to, amen, is you. I've heard a statement made many times. A guy that used to be my pastor, I heard a young man come to him one time, said, preacher, I feel like I'm at the end of my rope. What can I do? He looked at him, he said, listen, just tie a rope, tie a knot right in that thing, and hang on. I'm glad it is that rope, amen, and that expectation that God's right there with us, that he's in control, Brother Glenn. Thank God he's what I can hang on to. He's what I can trust in. Thank God David's in one of those moments. He said, Lord, I'm just going to hang on to you. I'm just going to trust you. That's enough for me. Well, praise the Lord. I'm so glad, thank God. Amen. It is no sign, Brandon, that, amen, that expectation of knowing that God is right there with it. Amen. Is that cord that I can hang on to? I can trust in. Knowing, thank God, it's firm enough, strong enough to get me through that storm, through that trial, through that battle. See why? You see, that's the value of trusting God. Amen. David was simply saying, Lord, you're my lifeline. Lord, you're what I can trust in. I may be leaving the kingdom. I may be running for my life, barefooted. Amen. Amen. Without much clothes on. But Lord, you're what I'm hanging on to. You know what the Bible said, that David sent the ark back to Jerusalem. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? I believe that simply means that he knew he was going back. He knew that, amen, amen, Absalom may be coming after trying to kill him. But I believe he knew that God was going to watch over him. God was going to protect him. We see that in this passage of scripture. In verse number 2, he said, he's my defense. He said here, passage of scripture, he only is my rock, verse 2, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Hallelujah. Hey, David had every reason, amen, to hang his head. David had every reason to fear for his life. Oh, but here the day, same David, hey, listen, he is my rock. He is that cord I can trust in. He is my rock. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Honey, it ain't going to move me from trusting my God. It ain't going to move me from looking to him. It ain't going to move me, amen, from looking to the one that's brought me where I am, that's seen me through the battles of the past. Thank God, and I just trust and know that he'll see me through this one. You see, it's trusting him when times are tough. Preacher, how do you do it? Realizing that he's our lifeline. Realizing he's all we got. Thank God I can't. Sister Nate Andrews will tell you, and Brother Eric will tell you, the lost children. I'll tell you right quickly. Hey, man, there's no way they could trust in their own strength to be able to see them through what they've been through, what they're going through. But yet the God they've trusted, and the God who even they loved, God has seen them in the past, is the God that they hang on to. And that will continue to see them up through and be their strength, be their power. It is during those tough times. Hey, man, God is that lifeline. And that we can trust in. God is that one. Amen, brothers. Pray to know, thank God, all hell of sinners. Thank God, we shall not be moved. You see, that's the value David's seen or found in trusting God. He said, he is my lifeline. For Samuel chapter 2, verse 2, there is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Oh, I like what he said. Psalms chapter 23, verse number 1. Oh, many times I've had to go to that verse, brother. Amen, Randy, in the midst of tough time. The Lord is my shepherd, Brother Thomas. I shall not want. Know what that simply means? I don't need nothing. Thank God, as long as he's right there with me, that shepherd is responsible for my protection. He's responsible for my provision. Thank God, he's responsible for everything about me. I belong to him. I'm the sheep of his pasture. And thank God, it's his responsibility. And thank God, he's capable. He is that great shepherd of the sheep. Thank God, he's able to take care of us. It don't matter what enemy may come against us, brother Perry. Thank God, he's able. See, we're not capable to take care of ourselves, but a shepherd is able. He is the one. He is what we can trust in. David said, he is my lifeline. Not only is my lifeline, but he's my light. Amen. The Bible says, Psalm chapter 27, verse 1, Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Whom shall I be afraid? I believe old David might have been quoting that verse as he's walking out of Jerusalem. David might have been saying, Lord, you're my shepherd. Lord, you're my light. Heaven, whom shall I fear? Lord, you're the strength of my life. God, what have I got to be afraid of? It is that allows us, amen, to be able to stand and trust God when times are tough. No, it is that value. Hey, man, that's so wonderful, so powerful, that allows us to trust him in the midst of those tough times. Not only see the value of trusting God, we see another thing. We see the validity or the force of trusting God. What is it? What does it mean to trust God? Hey, man, David is saying in this psalm, it is a power. There is a power or a force that comes from trusting God. You say, preacher, what is that force? What is that power? Honey, the power, the force that we can get in trusting God. Amen. Is thank God. Is that salvation? Amen. Those past experiences that David had been through before. Amen. It was that force. Amen. Of those things that God had done for him in the past. It was that enforced him to know that in the midst of this tough time, God was going to be right there with him. Amen. That time when he stood before the lion. That time when he stood before the bear. Amen. He was trying to get the sheep. And he slew him with his bare hand. That time he stood before old King Goliath. With just a slingshot and five stones. It was those past experiences that he'd been through that enabled him, amen, to trust God even in this moment, because he was what allowed him to trust God. You see, many times the love devil will not, does not want us to think about what God's done for us in the past. Brother, it is those past experiences that gives us the force to be able to trust him in the present experiences. But David, it is those times, hey man, we've seen God do the miracles in their life. When the doctor said, well, hey man, I don't know much how much we can do. I'm glad God said, let me take care of it. Hey, it is those past experiences, hey man, that God has seen us through, that allowed us, that allowed David, in this tough time to be able, as he was fleeing Jerusalem, to know that God was in control, that God was going to take care of him, and that God was going to be there for him. You see, I can look back in my past. I can remember time after time after time, Brother Randy, where God led me through the time when it was no way. I'll never forget a time, having a very trying time in my life many years ago. And, amen, I told my wife, I said, honey, I just don't know what else to do. Amen, she put her arm around me. Amen, said, honey, don't you worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. Hey, some 18 years down the road, everything's going to be already been all right. Thank God, God, up through that experience, through that storm, had put me in a place where I never thought I'd be. Had allowed me to be where I'm at today. Had it not been for that storm, had it not been for that trial, had it not been for that experience that God allowed us to go through, amen, to help us to grow stronger in our relationship with him. It is during those times, Brother Glenn, that we learn how to trust God. During those valleys, that we learn how to, amen, trust him. And it is those times that allows us to be put on a higher platform, a higher plateau, amen, for the glory of God. I told Miss Alyssa the other day, young lady we talked about, told her the other day, I said, Miss Alyssa, you may not understand why you go through this situation. One thing for sure, where God has put her up on a platform, up on a plateau. Amen. Amen. The folks that she's already influenced. Amen. Through what little bit she's already been through. It just blows my mind. How the support, amen, the community, the support of her schoolmates. Amen. And everything that, amen, folks have come to her. And you see, it's just amazing to see what God is doing in the midst of her valley, in the midst of her storm. God is allowing her to witness in such a manner, in such a way. Had it not, amen, had that diagnosis not been what it was, she'd have never got to that plateau in her life. We may not understand it, Sister Sue. One thing for sure, we can trust and know that God's in control. God knows what it is. That is the value. That is the force. Hey, amen. It is those past experiences that David said. Not only the salvation, but it is the providing hand that God has given him from time to time. It is that support. Hey, amen. That he's found in trusting God. Hey, amen. So, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, it is those providing hand, that support David had already found in the Lord Jesus Christ. I like Psalms verse 46, verse 10 says this, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." I'm glad, thank God, it is in those moments. Amen. We want to throw up our hand and quit. And it is in those moments. This old flesh said, "Why don't you just lay down? Why don't you quit? Why don't you go to the house?" But thank God, I'm glad. Amen. It is in those moments. Amen. That the Lord said, "I am with you." Amen. You ain't got a word. Just be still. Amen. And know that I'm God. I remember God's people one time were coming against an enemy. Amen. God told a man of God, said, "Listen, amen, you ain't going to have to worry about this battle. You just be still. I'll take care of this one." Amen. The Bible said that God went out and smote the enemy. Amen. When they went out to the battlefield, they all lay dead. Why? Because God went before them. God fought the battle. And God showed out. Sometimes we've just got to be still. Can I hold up my hand and admit a fault? Amen. I'm one of the worst when it comes to being impatient. Amen. Sometimes, Sister Nadine, God says, "Just calm down a minute." Amen. Don't be too hasty. Sometimes he tells you just to slow down a little bit. Amen. Let me show you what I can do. Woo! Brother, I like those moments. I like those moments when I can just, just to get set back and watch God move. Watch Him work. Thank God. It is that providing support. It is that guiding hand. It is that providence. It is that protection. It is that force that enables me to keep on trusting God. I like what he said in verse number 3. "How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence." You know what David was speaking to the enemy? He's saying simply this. "Oh, how long are you going to stand? Honey, you're just like a wall that's fixing to be broken. You're just like a fence that, boy, it's tottering back and forth. Honey, you're fixing to fall." He talks about the instability of the weak and the instability of those that come against God. They may stake their standing. But I'm glad the power, amen, the trust that we have in God that can allow us to see our enemies for who they are. Amen, the bowing wall and the fence that's about to come down. Why? Because they're no match for the God I trust and the strength that I have in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're just like a wall that's fixing to break, like a fence that's fixing to come down. You say, David, that's why David said, "I can trust him. I can trust him." Why? Because there's a value in trusting God. But although there's a force in trusting God, those past experiences, those proven times that God, amen, time and time has been there for me, those are the things that allow me to trust God when times are tough. But there's the last thing. The Bible says this, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." I like what he said in verse 6, 7, and 8. He said, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." Amen. Mentioned again what he mentioned over in verse number 2. "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." When you see something mentioned twice, amen, the same passage of Scripture trying to enforce, amen, the part or the truth of this text. Amen, the truth of this text is we can trust God. Thank God we ain't got to worry. Amen, in the midst of our tough time, He is our defense. He is our rock. He is what enables us. Amen, when the walls of the enemies are bowing, when the fence of the enemies is teetering, thank God He is, thank God, that one that I can stand upon. Amen, I shall not be moved. I shall not be greatly moved. And God is my salvation and my glory. See, in verse 7 and 8, we see not only the value of trusting God, the validity or the force of trusting God, but we see the last thing, the victory of trusting God. Thank God, I'm glad there's a victory. Thank God in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God, even in the midst of the tough times, we can find the victory. David said here in verse 7 and 8, "In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God." He says, trust in Him at all times, ye people. Oh, what the psalmist David said, listen, amen, I'm trusting God. Now I want to make a proclamation. Why don't you just trust God? Why don't you just simply look to God? Amen. He's been there for me. Why don't you trust Him? He'll be there for you. Amen. I've seen Him. Amen. Working in mighty ways throughout my past and my pride and experience. And amen. He'll do the same for you. He's proclaiming. He said, why don't you trust God? He's telling His people. He said, listen, God's been there for me. Why don't you just try Him? Why in the midst of your tough time, why don't you just give Him a shot? Trust in Him. See if He ain't able to provide for you, ain't able to be your rock, ain't able to be your strength. Amen. To allow you to have the victory. Amen. And trust in God. David said, I found the victory in trusting God. Why don't you try it? Why don't you do it? Can I say, it is tough to trust God when things are tough. It is tough to trust God. But honey, I'm glad we know that we can trust Him. Why? We've seen a value before in our lives. We've seen Him in our past experiences. We see the force that has enabled us to go through the trials we go through because of what we've been through in the past, and He's been there for us. He said, listen, thank God I'll be there with you even unto the end. I'm glad He is the one that I can trust will be there for me. Just like that poem, amen, on the footprints in the sand. When that one individual seen two footprints, the Lord walking right beside him, but he found, amen, in one of the tough times of his life, he found one set of footprints. Amen, he went to the Lord and said, Lord, amen, I really see you and I were walking together side by side, but when the tough times of my life came, hey man, you left me. He said, no sir, no son, you don't understand. I didn't leave you. I picked you up and I carried you through those times. That was my footprints, hey man, that you seen in your rough time. You were not. I'm glad there's a victory in trusting Him. When times come my way, when the rough times come, thank God I ain't got to worry. I can be like the psalmist David. He is in Psalm chapter 62 in the middle of a rough time. Lord, I'm going to trust you. Amen. Because I know, amen, you're going to see me through it. It is that victory that folks look to us. What they see in our life in those moments, in those times, Sister Nadine, it ain't you. It's the Lord. Amen. When folks have asked you, and I know they've asked you, hey man, Nadine, I just don't see and understand how you can go through what you're going through. Yeah, I know what your answer been. The Lord. Had it not been for that cord, had it not been for my expectation, had it not been for the one I could hang on to. Hey, can I say, you ain't the only one, sister. Hey, man, I heard and seen do that very same thing. Hey, when you know the value of trusting God, hey, man, you can find the victory. How when you come through the storm, you can find the victory. When folk look at you and what you've been through and ask you the question, how did you ever make it through it? And you can look up and say, thank God, it was because I trusted God. Brother Butch, it is those times. Folks look through the storms and through the things that we've been through. Amen. See somebody still trusting God. I've seen Miss Granny. Amen. Sweet lady she was. Amen. During a rough time, 105-year-old. She finally passed away, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 104, 105, something like that. Oh, but I've seen her sit there, sitting there, and boy, I've seen her just begin to bounce under the power of God. She's seen the hard times. She's seen the rough times. Oh, but it was, hey, man, that same God, that value she learned, hey, man, that trust that she found, that force enabled her, hey, man, to go through those tough times and still shout the victory, proclaim the victory, and allow folk to see God in her and see her know that her victory was because of her relationship with the Lord. You see, that is the testimony that we can give when we simply trust God. Knowing that when folks look at us, how did you ever make it through it? You could say, it wasn't me. But thank God, it was the God in whom I trust that seen me through the rough times. Every head bowed, that's the message. To come and give us a song.